All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and it's Grimm's Comic Corner, Comics Corner, with Grant Morrison's The Invisibles, Book 2. If we run out, we'll just go with a single comics, or, you know, we'll get it. We'll get it all to you, don't worry. So let's go ahead and get started. Okay, so this is 95 to 98. A lot of books here. Up to about issue 25. So that's pretty good. That's not all of them, but, you know, it's a good bit. All right, here we go. Listen, child. There have been four sons. The first, the son of Earth, is a world of giants ruled over by a black Texcatlipoca. And his staff, Quetzalcoatl, strikes Texcatlipoca into the sea. Then up riseth Texcatlipoca from the ocean in the shape of a great jaguar, and all the giants are eaten up by an army of fierce jaguars. The second son is the son of wind. This world is presided over by Quetzalcoatl and is destroyed by Texcatlipoca, who brings great winds which sweep away Quetzalcoatl and his people. The son of rain is the third son, ruled over by Tlaloc, destroyed by a fiery rain sent down by Quetzalcoatl. And the fourth son, the son of water, the son of Cathulcuque of the Serpent Skirt, is drowned under floods, leaving only stillness and darkness. We live in the fifth zone, the fifth son, known as Nahue Olin, the son of motion. In this sun, things will become faster and faster, and this world will end in its turn, devoured by celestial monsters very soon. Do you feel as though time's speeding up, darling? I mean, actually getting faster. Funny, everybody I speak to these days says the same thing. Maybe it's like a whirlpool, and the closer we get to the apocalypse or the eschaton, or whatever you want to call it, the more things happen in a shorter time. Christ, I don't know. Armageddon can come any time it wants, I don't care. All I ask is that it waits until I've tried on that dress I told you about. God! You're a bit down in the mouth, aren't you? Listen, I'm off to Paris to try and talk Edith into helping us track down Jack. It's a dirty job, I know, but someone's got to do it. You have a good time tonight. Let your hair down, love. Shake off those melancholy blues. You really don't seem to be yourself. Myself? When have I ever been myself, darling? That's disgusting. Look at that. It's disgusting, ain't it? Yeah, all right. Let's get out of here, man. This is giving me the creeps. This is for poofters and that. Come on. It's just a laugh. Look at these dirty bastards. Look at that fella there. We can change Joe into Joanne. Female. Feminizing products. What? If I look at them, I'll throw up. I will. It makes me feel sick. This is for poofs, this place. Let's find a real dirty bookshop. Alright? Alright. Can I do anything for you there, love? Is there something in particular you're after? I was just looking for a pair of tits, darling. Well, you've come to the right place, dear. How about those two over there? You what? I heard that. Is it meant to be funny, isn't it? Is that meant to be funny, is it? We'll see how funny it is outside, eh? Come on. Well, you've got lovely hands, Barry. Very sensitive. The first time was when you were 11, and you put on your sister's tights, wasn't it, Barry? No one would understand if you told them, would they? You wanted to order those court shoes and that black dress from that catalog, but you lost your nerve. Poor Barry. Poor little... Fuck, get your hands off me, fucking poof! How'd he know your name? Makeup. God, I love makeup. God of makeup. Painting on my spirit mask, my ghost face. That boy today. So sexy. Why are my thoughts so loud? I'm never depressed. I can almost see them, darling. Thoughts must be that stuff I took. Why am I depressed? Something scary in the back there in my head. Don't want to look at that. No. Boy, so sexy. What is that? What's that horrible feeling in there? What is that coming closer? Let her deal with it. Wig. She can handle it. I can deal with anything. It's my armor. Beautiful armor. She. Male. Chainmail. Like the Crusaders, darling. Cross-dress like Jesus. Dress for the cross. Dress Jesus and drag. Ha. God, I feel like Jesus and drag. Cross-dress. Dragged up. Drugged up. Witch bitch. Fanny, Lord Fanny, oh God, it's me, I feel amazing. Lord, I'm gorgeous. Fanny, Lord, 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 Fanny, Lord. She-Man, Part 1, Venus is a Boy. Well, this will be interesting. I dreamed there was a cat, a kitten really, a ginger-striped kitten, and it was lying on its back. It was wet, looked dead, sort of flattened out. This kid was crying. He said I had to save the kitten. I picked it up. I wasn't sure what I was going to do. Take it to a vet, probably. Then I heard this noise and I turned around. There were two tigers, huge tigers. I realized that the kitten was a tiny tiger cub. I was shitting myself. I laid the kitten down in front of the tigers and stepped back. Watch it, you little wanker! I knew the kitten was going to recover when one of the tigers picked it up in its jaws, but there was this feeling that I was totally out of my depth. So what do you think it means, Sir Miles? Means? I don't give a damn what it means, Brody. We hung that dream catcher above your bed to collect oneric energy. That's all. We're not bloody Sigmund Freud. I can't imagine it means anything at all. No, I suppose not. I had a cat once when I was a kid. Got run over by some old cow in a Volkswagen. Well, I thought she was old. Probably only 25. Cat was black. Used to shit in the fireplace every morning. The ashes. Drove my old dad mad. Darky, we called him. The cat, that is, not my dad. They'd lock you up for that now. Cat called Darky. Nice target. Some idiot's idea of a joke. Probably the same idiot who's talking about reopening Division X after 20 years. God, that's all we need. Anyway, that's not what I'm here. The Invisibles are starting to leave footprints, Brody. We think they may have lost the McGowan boy during the fracas at the windmill. We think they're hunting for him in London. They're getting scared, making mistakes. One of our agents tells us the questions are being asked around the gay community. Someone's searching for a boy who fits McGowan's description. I want you to look into it, Brody. I want you to deliver at least one of King Mob's people to me. What's that? Why don't you start again from the beginning, Sir Miles? I'm like one of those crazy GIs in Vietnam. All ears. I just saw Winston. He cut his ankle shaving his legs, and now the wannabes are wearing sticking plasters. Where's Kirby? I thought Kirby was going to be here. Bitch owes me 50 quid. So I told him I'd go down on him if his mum gave me a knighthood. I feel sick. Don't talk to me about silicone. My tits are migrating south for the winter. You don't look well, pet. What did you take tonight? Nothing I can't normally handle. I just feel like shit. I think I'm gonna... Fanny! Hey! Work it, baby! Oh, what's up with her? Did she swallow something she couldn't handle? Story of my life, dear. Oh, man. King Mob. Wow. Okay. Pardon. Yeah, there we are. Okay. Back to the story, but that's not the sound his gun made. That's the most preposterous nonsense I've ever heard, Gideon. If you must come in here with both barrels blazing, then at least keep it plausible. Never mind your exploits in Harmony House. Tell me why you're here before I nod off. I'll do my best, Edith. Like I told you, Jack Frost ran out on us. He's out there on his own, in danger. I just thought there was maybe a chance of you having some information via your link with Tom. And you were hoping I could help smoke him out, eh? I lost my psychic link with Tom the moment he stepped off that awful building in London. Nor was I privy to what he taught the boy. We're really stuck for inspiration here. Mr. Six is on the case in Liverpool, and we're trying to cover London, but it's just not happening. Jack's out there, and we just don't know where. We're going around in circles. Skunk from Amsterdam. It's the only thing that eases the bloody arthritis. You're not doing too well, are you, Gideon? First you lose John of Dreams, now this new one's gone walkies. Perhaps you become complacent. Perhaps you've lost the edge you used to have. And perhaps if you don't get it back, you're going to find yourself somewhere you'd rather not be. In the toilet, dear. When my mother was 12 years old, a lizard came and sat on her windowsill, asking her if she could guess its secret name. That was when she knew she was become a sorcerer, a Nawali. That's not strictly true. My mother had always known she would be a sorcerer, and everyone knew it, in fact. As far back as anyone could remember, and even further than that, the woman in my family had been sorcerers, the power passing from father, mother to daughter through countless generations. Wah! And then I came along. It's a boy! Mother of God, not a boy! But he's beautiful, Mama. Look, he is beautiful. Beautiful balls, you mean? Dona Isela de Rios, my grandmother, was the most feared bruja in the slums of Rio. She could curdle milk just by winking at it, or abort a baby by stepping hard on its mother's shadow. This is no good, Adelina. You're going to have to try again. My mother did try again, but she miscarried, and my little brother ended up as a mess on the floor in the elevator in the hotel where Mama worked at as a cleaner. With no daughter in the family to inherit the knowledge and power of the Nuali, what else could the women do? Hildy would have to become a girl. It's the only way to pass on our teachings. Hey, now just you forget it, you old witch. You can't go turning my boy into a sissy. You shut your dumb mouth, Eduardo Morales, or I'll have something creep in through your window tonight and stitch it shut. How would you like that, huh? Men, if you could get a stupid dick to work and give you a daughter like a real man, we wouldn't have to do this. I only hope it will work. I've made this for Hildy. If he accepts it, then the spirits are with us. Hildy, look, baby, look what Grandma's done for you. I looked, and it was the most beautiful thing I'd ever seen. I was 7 years old when my mother was stabbed to death during carnival by a drunk wearing a papier-mâché dog's head. Wow. After that, I was taken in and looked after my grandma and my Aunt Marta. She wasn't my real aunt, of course, but she had slept with my father once when they were both young and stupid. Grandma told me stories of the gods and spirits who ruled the land before Cortez brought Jesus and Mary and who rule still in the shadows. Mictlantecuhtli, the dead landlord, sits on his throne in the gloomy abode of the fleshless. Is that it? Have I offended Mictlantecuhtli somehow? Is that the bad thing? Is that what's scaring me? I called him. I will call him. And I must pay him somehow. That's why I'm still afraid. I know he's coming for me. I called on him to get rid of the demon in the windmill. Up he came from Mictlan, stinking of soil and despair, the Bone King in his paper shroud and pointed hat. Grandma! Grandma and Aunt Marta taught me to find and use Macona Braya and Rapedos Indios and all the other magical plants that Bruas used to heal and to harm. As I grew older and learned the arts of the sorcerer, I soon forgot I had ever been anything other than a girl. And it wasn't long before I began to get interested in boys. It's time. Where are we going, Grandma? Why have we come so far? When will we get there? Sure, like a little hornet buzzing in the glass. We're going back to our homeland. We're going to Mexico. And a place called Teotihuacan. Oh, I know what there is. Teotihuacan. I know what that is. Teotihuacan. I can't remember. Even my history teacher had a hard time with that one. The city of the gods is situated 7,500 feet above sea level in the Mexican plateau. It was once thought to have been built by the Aztecs, but the city was abandoned 700 years before they discovered and named it. Radiocarbon tests have shown that the Great Pyramid of the Gods dates back to 1400 BC. Did Teotihuacan survive a global flood caused by a catastrophic shifting of the Earth's magnetic poles? And was this the flood of Noah as recounted in Genesis? The city was built in the fourth sun. Can you imagine it? It was here when day became night and no sun rose in the sky. The city of Quetzalcoatl. The morning star, the feathered serpent, ancient city of sorcerers. But why are we here, Grandma? We're here because it's time for you to meet the spirits and become a woman instead of a little girl. Tonight. You're a bastard, Brody. I know. I can't help it. I was brought up in an unsupportive environment. Tell me something I don't know, Kirby. Tell me about one of your lot who's been interested in a missing kid, asking questions. I don't... Huh! Oh, Jesus, don't. You're a good-looking boy, Kirby. I'll bet you look really tasty when you're all done up, don't you? I'll bet you look just like... What's her name? Naomi Campbell. They must be forming a queue to shag you up the bum. I'm not a prostitute. No. Huh! But what are you going to do if I make you really ugly? Wouldn't take long, you know. No more modeling for Vivian Westwood. No more DJing at Haven or photos in the fetish glossies. By the time I finish with you, your prostitution's going to seem like a dream ticket. Still, maybe you could wear a bag over your head like the Elephant Man. Have you seen that film, Kirby? For thank oh very much, Dr. Twelves. Don't, please, not my face, man. Don't touch my face. There's one of the girls. She was asking about a kid. I don't know, maybe she could help you, man. She calls herself Fanny. I don't know any more, honest. Lord Fanny. Ugh, good girl. Now then. Maybe it's the wrong time to ask, but any chance of a blowjob? Here, drink this tea. What tea? I drank the tea 40 minutes ago. Oh, wow. Did I drink the tea? What are those lights? What is that? Mama, is that... Don't hurt me. Grandma, no. No, no. Quiet. Be still. You have to bleed like a woman if you want to be a woman. The blood will call the spirits, and if you are lucky, they will allow you to take your place in the ranks of the haunting mothers. No, don't want to be here. If you're not lucky, they will kill you. Keep your eyes open. The first bird and other animal you meet will be your Nagual and companion at all times. Kill me. Don't leave me. Grandma? I can't follow you, Edith. The smoke's making me absurdly high. Oh, Gideon, don't be such a milquetoast. I was just saying that perhaps there's a reason for all this. Perhaps this boy, Jack Frost, or whatever it is you call him, is serving a higher purpose. Invisible cells are organized on elemental principles, am I correct? I haven't forgotten the rules, have I? Then you must tell me which members of your team currently represent which of the elements. Well, for the past year or so, I've taken the air role, Fanny's been water, Boy's earth, and Robin's fire. We brought Jack into the team as spirit. Free, bloody spirit. Spirit usually works to raise the morale of the team, that sort of thing. Spirit, oh well, it's dazzlingly obvious then. Spirit's role is always unpredictable. You know that. It exists to galvanize and revitalize the elements around it. Here's a boy whose hatred of authority is such that he even rebels against us, against the invisibles. I think he's here to test you to your limits, Gideon. That's what I think. He's here to shake you to the core. To get him back, you're going to have to enter the labyrinth and face the beast. You must brave the jaws of the dragon deer. Each of you in turn, I shouldn't wonder. Spirit woman am I. Spirit woman am I, says. Illuminated woman am I, says. Led by a yellow dog across rivers and deserts. On a dry road walking, says. In the day of nine dogs, says. Going down to the palace, the place of weeping. This thing is big. We still don't know if the spirits will accept her as a woman. Even spirits can be fooled. The important thing is to see which of them will mark her as his own. Woman of the first star. Am I woman of the star of day? Mysterious woman says. Can you hear it? It's coming. The Nagual. The totem protector. I heard it. I heard great wings in the sky. Gigantic wings beating. And. Oh! And it was you, little butterfly. And the story I've told you is mine. Thank you for telling me about your life. Now tell me the rest. But I'm only 11. There's no more. You're not 11. You're 23. Years old, throwing up in a toilet in a community in a country far from here. What? And your initiation is about to begin. Sorry. Huh? Just saying sorry, love. Thought I'd wandered into the wrong toilet for a minute. Thought I'd wandered into the ladies, but you're no lady, are you? That's all right, though. I'm no gentleman. Good Lord, it's coming from in here. Impossible. Completely and utterly. Hello? Division X. Next day of nine dogs. I'm 11 years old, talking to a butterfly in Mexico. Holes in time? Time is not a river. Time is more like a bubble. Time is more like a bubble, but is to a bubble what a bubble is to a circle drawn on the ground. And time is folding towards its own center, where it will collapse. And cease to exist. See the butterfly, Marta? She has been chosen by Tetzalotl himself. Midnight approaches with a black man falling close behind. The initiation would be hard for her. White, I can't follow. All times are the same time. The initiation of a sorcerer reveals this. That is why they say a true initiation never ends. How can it end when it takes place outside of time? The moment of your initiation is a ripple in the bubble of time. You'll see well enough. You've already seen. The mystery will open up to you, and you must reach out of time, grasp its heart, and make your bargain with it. Don't. I don't understand. I can't. What's that noise? What is that I hear? It sounds like an axe striking a tree. Ree! Texcatlipoca, the smoking mirror, is the adversary of Quetzalcoatl, the morning star. Texcatlipoca, I'm not very good at that. Who wears a star of night on his forehead is the black man, the father of witches. He haunts the night in many terrible forms. One of these forms is known as the Axe of the Night. As midnight approaches, a strange sound can sometimes be heard, like the sound of an axe chopping at the root of a tree. Chut-chut! Anyone who ventures into the forest at this time will see that that sound is not being made by an axe at all. I knew all the stories. I had known Texcatlipoca all my life. I truly believe in Texcatlipoca. I just didn't ever think he was real. Ugh, shut! She-Man, Part 2, Day of Nine Dogs. I'm 23 years old, puking into a sink in London. Is this the future I'm seeing? Or is this now? What's that? I wasn't trying to barge in or anything. I just needed a piss and wandered into the wrong door. It's hard to tell in these kinds of clubs. Suppose I ought to introduce myself. Don't tell me you're drug squad, desperately looking for the only real bus you're likely to find in a transvestite club. Well, the contents of the sink are all yours, darling. Darling now, is it? This must be my lucky night. No, I'm not a narc, love. Far from it. Christ, what have you been eating? It's like... shit. What is this stuff? It's making my head feel funny looking at it. That's me when I was a kid. There's old Darky. This isn't right. What is this stuff? I've seen this before when I was... what stuff? What stuff? What stuff? What stuff? What stuff? What stuff? And what do you do next? I quickly suck the magic mirror back inside me where it belongs. It's the time stuff, isn't it? The mirror stuff comes from outside the bubble and reflects it. Stuff? What stuff? What was I saying? I was just about to give you this. Help you clean up a bit. How very gallant. Yeah, I'm one of the old school me. Name's Brody. You can call me Lewis if you like. Martin, and you can keep the hanky, love. Let's call it a present. Something for the girl's got everything, if you know what I mean, eh? Paris under a transparent sky. City in a blue glass bell. The breeze through the French windows stirs the chandeliers, and their sound is the sound of ice melting under a northern sun. An indoor fountain plays endless variations on a theme of white noise. There's a Molu and lapis lazuli. An original Picasso gathers dust above a regiment of green bottles. A Duchamp ready-made, first edition Gatsby, signed by the author. A nude photograph Man Ray once took of her. Her memories have condensed and crystallized into bric-a-brac around her. Sometimes it seems to her that they have set her in them, like a fly in amber. Lady Edith Manning and King Mob. So what will you do now, she says. Head back to London, see if Fanny's all right, he says. She says, I mean about the boy Gideon, Jack Frost. How are we going to find him? Hold on. Let me do that again. She says, I mean about the boy Gideon. Jack Frost, how are you going to find him? I still think you can help me, Edith, he says. I know it's a bit of a cheek asking, but, well, we did do it before. I was 24 then, she says. So it'll work even better now, he says. Have you absolutely no shame, she says. He says, none whatsoever. She says, this is insane. This is truly insane, not to say aesthetically questionable. Speed. Madness. Flying saucers, he says. And, yes, she says, isn't it always? The clock strikes one. Just put your hand in, little one. That's it. In here? Oh, is that good? Does that feel good? Just do as you're told, bitch. Go on, put your hand in. Shut. Texapoca keeps his heart behind two little wooden doors and will grant the wish of anyone brave enough and fast enough to snatch it from his breast. And those who fail the test, he will kill. Right? Yeah, sure. There are very few stories of anyone ever succeeding. Not fast enough, little one. Now you must... Ah! Night Child, give me back my heart and I will grant your ransom. What do you want from me? I want neither gold nor silver, father. There's only one thing you can give me. Safe passage to Miklon and safe return. I want to meet the skeleton god and learn from him the secrets of magic. Well, where are we going? Oh, bitch, take it all, dirty slut, filthy tramp. Impure child, dark child, are you afraid of nothing? Are you too young to be afraid? The Deadlands are all about you. They grow more visible with each moment that you live. You're already there. Flint? Jack Flint? Who wants to know? Got a message for you, Flint. They've reopened Division X. You've just been reactivated, my son. You what? Tell me this is a wind-up, you bastards. Oh, wow, you're going to London? I knew this was my lucky day, man. This is some car. Must have cost like the national debt of Brazil or something, right? Not really. If you want something, just take it. That's what I always say. London it is. Boy, Ragged Robin. When we were in San Francisco, I promised King Mob I'd try some of these smart drinks. I guess they work. I was pretty wiped out. And I feel kind of up. And now I feel kind of up, you know? Really positive. What did you say these were called? Love bombs. This stuff really seems to enhance my psychic abilities. I feel really clear. I'm picking up all kinds of stuff from everyone in here. Uh-huh. You aren't tired, Archie, are you? You are tired, aren't you? I've been hitching all over Europe. Been talking to a lot of people and piecing shit together. And you know what I'm saying? What it's all about is, I think there's a war on man. I know there is. War? What kind of war? A mind war. It's like the U.S. Army have these UFOs, man, but they're not physical, you know? They're like negative psychic energy, and they've got totally psychic pilots. They train these freakos in New Mexico. You sure you don't want some of this? I'm fine. Tell me more about the UFOs. It's all about control. They got the tech from the Roswell crash. It was like a psychic crash. Pure information downloading from another dimension. Did you ever have a dream where, like, you get real thirsty and you're, like, drinking a Coke? Or maybe you're hungry and you got a McDonald's in your hand? That's product placement, man. The big companies are paying the government to use UFOs to project advertising directly into our dreams. Wouldn't be surprised. Product placement. Boy and Ragged Robin. I found these tarot cards in my bag. I've been carrying them around for ages. Why don't you do a spread? Maybe the cards would give you some idea where to look for Jack. Anything's worth a try. I've had it up to here with walking around London. Spreads take far too long. I can't be bothered with all that stuff. I'll do a fake card for the broad picture of how this whole thing's gonna turn out. Let's see what we... do you want the good news or the bad news? Hurry, follow me. Hurry now. These people seem so sad and flat. They look like sleepwalkers doing the same things over and over again. Tell me, little dog, are these the houses of the dead? Haha, not at all. Then what is this place? What you are seeing is the world you have left behind. This is how it looks from the unseen land where we are now. And these painted figures are nothing but ordinary people going about their daily business. Oh, if only she knew. On we run and run and run and run for 4 years. Until we come to the banks of the 9 underground rivers. Now quickly, climb upon my back. We must cross the river here. The water is neither cold nor warm, for it's the ghost of water, nothing more. And rising up over the ghosts of mountains long ago ground down the sand, comes a vast iron sun of the underworld. Be careful of that light. It deceives and illuminates what is not truly there. How wise and strong you are, little dog. We reach the far shore where there is a beach of bones and precious stones. What's wrong, little dog? Whine. I can go no further. I'm very afraid. I can smell the Zlottle, the terrible dog of hell. His scent is everywhere and makes me want to piss myself. You must go on alone now. Whimper. Be careful, boy, girl. I promise that I'll try, but I'm speaking only to myself now. As long as I keep speaking, I know I'm still alive. I run and I speak, and at last I come to the place. It seems so familiar here. The 9th level. The place of the dead where the streets are on the left. Mictlan. Oh, shit. We gotta access this other dimension, right? We gotta do it soon, because it's our only escape route from what's coming down. That's why they're trying to control the internet, man. It's one of the ways through. Everything's trying to evolve, man. We're trying to evolve out of the physical plane, and the rocks, which are physically denser than we are trying to evolve into our shoes. That's what computers are, man. Silicone chips are the leading edge of mineral evolution towards human-type consciousness. You really believe all this stuff, don't you? Sure. I guess you like cookies, huh? Yeah. Give us one over, will you? Nothing like a biscuit to bring you back down to Earth. Boy and Ragged Robin. Death doesn't necessarily mean like, well, death, does it? It can mean other things. I suppose so. Tarot cards showing a skeleton with a scythe mowing down kings and commoners alike can be interpreted any number of ways by people who don't dare accept it at face value. So give me the good news, girl. I just did. Thanks for the ride, man. It's been good talking to you. Watch out for those UFOs, you hear? You too. Take care. I didn't catch your name. No, sir. Guess you didn't. Got a little bit of a confession to make now that the time has passed. Remember when I said I was getting those visions of death? Like, part of me, in the back of my mind, despite my panic towards this sort of thing, I did think that it was a death of something. Like a change. Like death of the old me, rebirth of new me. And now that I've been through that threshold, that's exactly what we have. I'm not that guy. I've literally said I'm not that guy. Like, it's weird that I can, like, go back and look at things that I did prior about a year ago, and it's like a different person. It's like I literally have changed in some ways, I think, for the better. I do think I changed for the better. I do think it was a necessary change. Yes, I have these health issues and things, but I'm dealing with them. I'm dealing with them best I can. And they also caused me to not become so disillusioned in a lot of things. I was going a little bit too forward in the fantasy and all that kind of thing. just a lot of, it's made me rethink a lot of things. It's made me rethink life and just everything. And I think that was the purpose of that little death that I had. Ah. Boy and Ragged Robin. Jesus. Excuse me. Two more love bombs over here, please. I just popped in there to see if Fanny was all right. I shouldn't have bothered. She's well set up for the night. So who's the hunk? James Bond, by the looks of it. He said his name was Lewis something. He seemed ever so masculine. I hope he knows what he's left it, what he's let himself in for. They're all the same, these macho men. Show them a cock and a frock, and they're in their... Oh, they're all the same, these macho men. Show them a cock and a frock, and they're in there like sass. Help! Oh, I wish, pet. I've been sat here all night waiting for some big hairy bugger to sweep me off my stilettos. There are just too many queers in here tonight. That's the... Somebody! Kirby! It's Kirby! Christ, I'll never get my 50 quid off him now. I don't know why I'm doing this, darling, because you fancy me something rotten, I hope. Oi! Taxi! Here we are. It's a lovely accent you've got there. What are you, Spanish, is it? I grew up in Brazil. My great-grandfather was a Brazilian who married a Mexican woman. I speak Spanish, English, Portuguese, and some Nahuatl. Isn't that clever of me? Good with your tongue, then, are you? Yes. Will you let me show you how good? Well, I'm game if you are, love. Home, James. Am I dying, Grandma? Am I dying? Am I really dying? Dying? Of course you're dying. This is the land of the dead, after all. Have you met my dear wife? Why have I come here? I don't want to be here. Mama, this is real. Baby, I kissed you once and hugged you too. Now you look at me with horror. This is too real. Mother of all who live. Death is the mother of life. You who live suck death from her tit and are weaned into the grave. Do you understand? Death is here now. This is the moment of your death. All of your time living was wasted pretending that this would never happen. It is here. It has arrived. You never truly lived, and now you must die. I'm scared. I thought I'd be courageous, but I'm not. I'm really, really scared. This is the extinction of all that you are. I'm scared. I don't want to feel this. I don't want to go. This thing is big. So what happened, Kirby? Where's Fanny? I'll leave her alone, you big bully. Here's a nice cuppa, Kirby. Pet, steady your nerve. Pet, here's a nice cuppa, Kirby. Pet, steady your nerves. So, who is this bastard you beat up? Come on, Kirby. Brody. His name's Lewis Brody. I told him Fanny was here. I didn't want to, but... He was hitting my face. I didn't want to. It was Fanny was after. I had to tell him. Shit. Shit. I can't get the key in the door. It won't fit. Let me have a go, love. I'm good at getting things in. Whoa. Here we all are. Why don't I pour myself a drink and get into some more of your little love pills, eh? No, I've had enough. I'm so high. It just messes up my head. I can't see things. I can't... Did I tell you I'm a witch? Yeah, where's your broomstick then? Must be sexy riding around with that between your legs. You're disgusting. Really sexy, darling. I feel really sexy. Do you want to know how sexy I can be? Well, I haven't been kissed like that since my school disco in 1976. I could do much better than that. Oh, God, I want you so much. I want you inside me. Oh, darling, you have the most incredible body. All these scars. Where did you get these scars? Oh, I don't think I've ever had another bloke kiss me like that. It's a bit like that film, isn't it? The Crying Game? Have you seen it? Want to go down on you, baby. It's the Irish fella and this birdie fancies her, and you think it's just another thriller. Then halfway through, things start getting really steamy, and all of a sudden, out comes this big surprise. Tlaxcalotl is the eater of shit, goddess of filth and lust. She has marked Hildy as her own and will lead her through foulness and corruption. I'm 11 years old in Mexico. Grandma and Aunt Marta are watching me from the tree line. I'm 18 years old in Rio. Everything feels like broken glass inside me. I'm a prostitute in hell. I understand the secret of magic. There is only one day. There is only ever one day, and it is today. The day of nine dogs. Day of magicians. Day of initiations. Today will always be the day of nine dogs. Do you understand now? I am here in Mictlan, where I belong, and Grandma and Aunt Marta will always be there watching from the trees. Oh, little one, I am so sorry. Watching the dreadful, inevitable moment of my death. Embarrassing, isn't it, love? The way cliches always turn out to be true. A gun is just a penis substitute. Now be a good little girl and tell me about King Mob. Next, Apocalyptic. It's me, Brody. Good news? This is up there with the angel and the shepherds watching their flocks by night, Sir Miles. No, I'm on the mobile. Sounds like somebody's had a good old rattle at the bars of the cage. What's up? Oh well, please yourself. Anyway, here's something that'll put a smile on your face. What? Well, I think I've hit the jackpot here. 6 in a row, including the bonus ball, if you know what I mean. You heard me. Uh-huh. That's right. Yeah, straight up. Hang on, I'll give you the address. She-Man Part 3, Apocalyptic. Is that me I see? God, I look like a tramp. Why is it that I have memories of things I've not yet done? That is because my kingdom lies outside, the time and space you know. Now come, you must turn away from the world you have left and join me. Soon you will have no memory and no shape. Wait. Texan Little Polka promised me not only safe passage to Miklon, but also safe return. He promised me the secrets of magic. You don't know who I am. I'm not just an ordinary little girl. Look. Do you think the Lord of the Deadland has never seen the likes of you before, boy girl? Texan Little Polka can make no promises on my behalf. You will remain with me here and take your place in the soil with the rest of the dead. The only secret you will learn is that all who live must come in the end to feed my garden. What if I run past you? If you run past me, you run straight to the arms of Zizimi, the star demons. That is something you would not wish to do. There is one here who knows you well. Would you like to see him? His name is your world, and your world is Orlando. I'll not stay here for long. And all my brothers and sisters are returning to make you bleat and scream and cry. On the day of fourth motion, we will descend on you and devour all living things on earth. Pain on you, pain. Pain and pain and pain. And you called upon me to save you when he threatened your friends. This I did. Did you think there would be no price to pay for my intervention? You were mistaken. I don't know him. I'm not dead. You can't keep me here. One day you will know him, just as one day you will die. Now, what is there you can offer me in place of yourself? You have nothing else. Well, would you like me to give you a joke? What? The demons are laughing. I can hear them laughing and clinking champagne glasses. I'm 18, drunk and high on marijuana. I feel beautiful and strange. I don't know what's making me think of demons. What's happening? What is this place? Shh. I shouldn't have gotten to that man's car. Gentlemen, the entertainment I promise has arrived. A gorgeous little she-male slut pluckered right from the streets. I've already sampled her, and believe me, my friends, she's very eager to satisfy all your desires. On your knees, bitch. Crawl in the presence of your masters. I'm already on my knees. This must be the future. What? What's that? I can't talk with that thing in my mouth. I know. It was just such a good image, I couldn't resist it. Right, just keep your hands where they are and tell me all about King Mob. Tell me about the Invisibles or I'll do something to you that no amount of makeup's ever gonna fix. What? What are you talking about? I thought you wanted to sleep with me. Sorry, love, this is business. I've got an upper-class arsehole on my back and you may be a bloody good kisser, but you're not paying my wages. I know you were asking questions about the McGowan boy. I'm gonna count to... Ah! Whoa! Ah! Ah! High heels. Crap in a fight. Ah! You've got balls, I'll say that for you. I felt them right through my steel toe caps. Now, how about some... Oh God. Ugh. Didn't your mother ever tell you it's not polite to hit a lady? Jesus! Ugh! Whore! Ugh! They hear fireworks bursting overhead like flowers. The night sky is a garden. People are singing, car horns, music, pistol shots. It's carnival in Rio. The pain is so bad. Am I dying? Am I dead? No new information following a series of explosions in the center of London earlier today. The explosions which destroyed cars and property and left at least 6 people dead and injured occurred around 4 o'clock this afternoon. Police and security services have sealed off the area, so we're unable to bring you any pictures, but our reporter, Gordon Wilson, who visited the scene several hours ago, described the damage as extensive. So far, no one has claimed responsibility for the bombings, and the IRA issued a statement denying its involvement and reaffirming its commitment to the Ulster peace process. In other news, police investigating the brutal murder of two families which took place earlier this year now say they may have made a mistake in issuing a description of a man wearing a white suit. Damn that bloody McGowan brat. Turn that thing off, Pennington. I don't want to hear any more. Little bastard, if he thinks he can get away with... Pennington, are you listening to me?
Huh?
I said turn that damn thing off, you. Sorry, I said turn that off, damn you. I got too much into the character there. Sir Miles, I... Ugh. Ring, ring. Ring, ring. When I give you an order, you obey, you understand? Ring, ring. I'm sorry. Don't, sir. Don't. Ring, ring. Oh, for God's sake, answer the bloody phone, Pennington. Ring. Yes. Hello? Bloody idiots. Sir Miles. Yes, who is it? Sir Miles. Yes, who is it? Brody? You better have some good news for me, Brody. Tetzalotl, the eater of dung, goddess of lust and shame, is my patroness. For her I walk the streets at night, and her name I sell my body for a few cruiser arrows. Hildi? In return for the gifts she gives, I suck men in alleys and cars, and I open my ass for men in dark and dirty rooms. There's a man out here who wants to see you. No. I can't. I can't stand this life. Mother, what have you done to me? And in that moment of death, I hear the sound of a butterfly's wings at the window. And Tetzalotl says, I have made you strong and wise and incorruptible. I have shown you the worst there is and made you free. Tetzalotl, who made it with a jaguar and brought forth Quetzalcoatl, who seduced the virtuous hermit into sin. You, who are mystery and redemption. You, who teach witchcraft and forgive all who fall. I will crawl through shit. I will take all the filth of the world and turn it into purest gold. I will rise from darkness, shining like the morning star. Illuminated woman am I, says. Well, what do you want? I really doubt I can manage much more than a blowjob tonight, darling. I'm not here for sex. My name's John. Have you heard of the Invisibles? Who the... Oof. Hell, are you? Huh. Crah! Cho! Ah! Bastard! Bastard! Ah! Huh! 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 Ha! Shit! You're good, Baldy! You're bloody... Shit! It's you, isn't it? It's you! You're King Mob! You're bloody King Mob! Okay, here's my joke. What are purple, wrinkled, and stiff and make women squeal? What are purple, wrinkled, and stiff and make women squeal? Surely, I don't know. Tell me! Caught death babies. Yeah, I like you, baby girl. Go from here. Or boy girl, not baby girl, I'm sorry. Yeah, I like you, boy girl. Go from here. In return for your joke, I will tell you something if you give your word to keep it a secret. Michelangelo says. I'm not very good at that name, sorry. Of course she promises. We gods are only mass. Michelangelo says. Who wears us? Find it out. Beyond the throne room of the skeleton god lies the strange garden of life and death, where the bones of the dead nourish beautiful growing things, where the breathing tree draws blood from the soil into its roots and branches and flowers. That sounds very black metal. She plucks a rose from the tree, and in placing a thorn in her mouth, gashes her tongue, and this way she learns a secret of common language of shamans, that language whose words do not describe things, but are things. Looking to the roots of the tree, she sees that it is menstruating. She is kneeling down to drink of the flux when she hears a strange sound, vibrating knives and the humming ring of great wings. And looking up, she comes face to face with the obsidian butterfly, the terrible goddess. It's a papalotl. Go or I will kill you. I'm not afraid of you, says Hildi. Show me what you really are. And suddenly she sees seven doors revolving. She sees with eyes she had forgotten to use. She sees past and future. She sees Grandma teaching her the secrets of the violets. Superfluid sorcerers produced from their bodies. Condensed soul stuff which comes from outside. She sees her birth and the descent of the star demons. She sees the killer with his gun. And suddenly she is seeing everything all at once. All past, present, and future rippling across a trembling hymen. The lightest breath across its surface is sufficient to alter the fragile structure of time and space. And so against the wishes of the others she blows gently. And the membrane shivers. Ugh! Yeah! Tuh! King Mom! King fucking Mom! No! No! Oh no! Well, well, well. Hey, your boyfriend, eh? I wonder how he'd feel if he knew you were gagging for me to give you one. Bloody drag queens, you're all the same. Still, it'll be our secret, eh, love? The one in my place, Mikantaluki. Here's one makeover you won't for... Shit! This can't be. Click! Noof! Ah! Oh, man. She fucked him up with glass. Ah! Oh, see? I told you I was a witch. No, he doesn't say that. See? I told you I was a witch. Darling. Christ! Hurts like a bastard. Christ! Ah! Shit! Darky, is that you? Row! Oh, Darky, mate, it's good to see you. I thought you were dead. I've missed you so much. Who's that with you? Christ, I think I've had it. I think I've just been neutered. Ouch. Hello, Lewis. You know you're the last person in the world who remembers me, Lewis. You're the last little piece of my territory. Here's one for the old times. Oh, Christ, Darky, you dirty little bugger. That's... Oh, Jesus, don't make me laugh. It hurts too much to... And that's where his story ended. That's where it all ended. You should know that. You should know now that nothing begins, nor does it end. Things are ever-present. Then is my initiation over, little butterfly? Or has it just begun? How should I know? I'm only a butterfly, after all. I must attend to my own business. See, the sun is opening like a flower. A new day begins. Yes. Yes. You're very quiet, Hildy. Yes. You make a fine sorcerer. Good as any woman. Thank you, Grandma. May it serve you well in the hard times ahead. Oh, Grandma. And in that moment, I knew. I was no longer a boy. I was no longer even a girl. I had become a woman. Oh, well, hold on. We're not done. Hold on. So thank you, Grandma. Later during the long journey home, Grandma turned to me and said, here, I have something for you, a special gift. May it serve you well in the hard times ahead. Oh, Grandma, I was, and then she said, in that moment I knew I was no longer a boy, I was no longer even a girl, I had become a woman. Careful now. They may be, good God, what a bloody mess. I don't believe this. It's Commander Brody, sir. I can see that, you idiot. What I want to know is who, good God, what a marvelous end to a hideous day. Gentlemen, I rather think we've just bagged King Mob. Next. London. Stop! Thief! London. Bloody thief, I'm trying to run a business! Bloody yobbles! Watch it, you little wanker! Ha! All I'm saying is it's too hot. That's why I'm getting irritable. I admit I'm getting irritable. All I'm saying is you have a heat wave in Harlem, and it's cool. Somebody always rips the cap off a fire hydrant, you know? And it's dancing in the streets, girl. It's like a Pepsi ad. The English are so uptight about shit, they won't even rip the caps off their fire hydrants when the sidewalk's melting in the heat. I don't think they have fire hydrants here, boy. I just want to check out that bookshop, and then we can take the tube to... No way, forget the tube. Forget the bookshop. Let's just sit down somewhere for 1 minute. Please! Oh, please. Oh, Dane, please. Yes! We ain't never gonna find Jack here anyway. It's like looking for a really smart flea on a really big dog. You know what I'm saying? Like an Irish wolfhound or some shit. Okay, okay. How about we try that cyber cafe on Tottenham Court Road? Cool, refreshing, smart drinks. Smart drinks, okay? Are we almost there? Well, just about. This magic and these old teachings of mine have to be set deep down inside you, Dane. It has to be done by shifting your awareness into a different place. That's where you are now, in a place of power, and two worlds at the same time. And there are more than just two worlds. Look, all I'm saying is I don't understand it either. He was here. He should be on the security video. Yeah, right, we heard all that. Maybe it's not working right. My son got it cheap from the cash and carry. So what exactly are you telling us, mate? Your camera does this for the whole time the lad's in your shop nicking stuff and then it miraculously starts working again the minute he leaves? That's a good one. What, you're telling me I'm a liar now? It's me who was robbed. What's so great about this boy anyway? Why don't they send the ordinary policeman? I don't honestly think you've got any useful information for us at all, sir, have you? Information? I'll give you some bloody information, my friend. I'll report you. Why don't you do your bloody job properly? We'll see ourselves out, sir. Fucking pockies. What is it with this kid anyway? Who are we after? The Invisible Man? Barbalus. You'll remember everything when the time is right. What? I thought I was somewhere else for a minute there. I thought I was outside. What is this blue mold stuff, man? I'm fucking Kane. Was this here before? Paint's still wet. Fucking hell. Can you see this? It's like it's alive, man. I've got something for you. This is the key, Dane. The key to the locker at the swimming baths. When I hand it over to you, you must keep it with you always. No matter what. And use it when the time comes. Now be as strong as you can. It always hurts. I'll be back for you. I'll be back for you, he says. Starting to feel really weird now. This feels all right, man. That's a nice breeze, that. Where's it coming from? Oh, shite. Wait a minute. Where are we going? Just as the interpenetration of a spherical form into a two-dimensional plane is seen as a circle of varying diameters, so too does the interpenetration of into your three-dimensional continuum appears a lens form capable of altering its shape. Hang on, what are you doing to me? Why can't I fucking move? This is a magic stone, do you understand? It was made from... We are going to put it in your head and activate your third eye, Andhra Chakra. Don't be afraid. Don't fear it. Don't... Fuck. The implant will form a four-dimensional superconducting crystal structure designed to bond with neural DNA. Call it a magical mirror, UFO. What the fuck are you? Bastards. Violence. You cannot act effectively here. I know you. I've talked to you before. That buzzing noise coming through the wallpaper. As a child, we spoke through your toys. Understand, you are the chosen one. This is your time. Your world is dying, but you can lead your people to global peace and harmony. Yeah, fuck off. I'm not being chosen by anybody, right? But you have been elected to. That's shite. This isn't a fucking spaceship. You're not real aliens. This is just a film. Just like a film, except it's in 3D. Good. Now he will show you the truth. Watch to find it out. Which side are you on? The soul is not in the body. The body is inside the soul. Do you understand? Look, we are you. Try to remember. Barbalith, lost in thought. What? Fuck, when I was young, we used to read books. It would be very easy to kill you now, McGowan. Very easy indeed. I don't know what you're talking about. My name's Gallagher. I'm just... Don't waste my time. This is the only chance you'll get. They're all for killing you, you see, but I think you can be saved. I want to help you, Dane. I want you to join us. You've rejected the Invisibles, I can see that. You're not stupid enough to be taken in by a ragtag gang of malcontents, pathetically masquerading as a worldwide network of freedom fighters. What did they do to you, Dane? They dazzled you with a few cheap hypnotic tricks, lied to you, injured you, and you deserve better than that. A boy like you, you could be anything. Have anything. Join us and it's all yours. Clothes, cars, beautiful women. Join us and you won't have to live in fear anymore. We own the world, Dane, and its riches are ours to enjoy. We don't have to hide like terrified rats, and neither should you. You're a special boy, Dane. Very special indeed. Yeah, that's what they all keep telling us. I can have any car I want, yeah? I can shag them. Girls like Pamela Anderson and all that? Anything. That's it. Let me help you bring out your true potential. That's it. Give me your hand, Dane. Join us. My hand? What do you want my hand for? Poofy bastard. Ugh. Oh, God. Oh, my. Flanker? Fucking dickhead? Ha, ha, ha. You must think I'm fucking soft in the head. Get him. Remember what I've told you. Remember, deep down, where no one can touch it, the memory's in your body, Dane. It's there with Jack Frost, your power and your rage. Don't be afraid of it. A warrior uses every weapon he has. Don't be afraid of what makes you different. When the time comes, you'll know what to do. Call on Jack Frost to protect you. That's it. That's it, you bloody little prick. Let's see you take us all on. Come on, let's see how tough you are now. Trash? Filthy trash? Ugh. Christ, what's that? There's nobody in there. What is it? Did he do that? What's happening? How can he do that? There's nobody in the cars. Christ, it's bloody carbon monoxide. We've got to get out of here. Watch out for the wires. Jesus, Jesus Christ. Sir Miles, where's Sir Miles? Oh, Jesus, it's fucking hell. Impressive. Very impressive. Shite. By God, you're a vicious, brainless piece of mongrel scum, aren't you? God only knows why they wanted you taken intact. You're the fucking scum you are. What dazzling repartee, you cheap little thug. You could have had everything, but you're too stupid even to realize what you've thrown away. This will be a pleasure. Ugh! Ugh! Fuck, my fucking head! Ugh! I'll break you, boy. When I'm done breaking you, I'll give what's left to some friends of mine. You'll make an excellent whore. Ugh! Ugh! You know what you are? You're shite! Ugh! Ugh! Dear God, what have you done to? Don't look so fucking great now, do you? You and your stupid fucking poncy trousers. You think you own everybody and everything, but you can't fucking touch me, man. Hey, look what I've got. You won't shoot, Dane. You can't do it. I saw in your head that soldier had a family. How could you live with yourself? I think it'd be worth it just to see your fucking smarmy face planted splattered all over that wall. I reckon I'd be doing everyone a favor if I just... Oi! Hold it right there, you! You all right, sir? Little bastards! All this will be yours, Dane. My earthly power. It'll be yours to do with as you please. I'll not need it where I'm headed. In the end, I've only one true form, teaching for you, Dane, one simple word. Disobedience. Ugh. Entropy in the UK. Wow, it's really psychedelic. Okay, guys. That's where we're going to end it off. Not sure you guys are probably going to like that story. You know, trans woman, whole story, like three devoted to her. It's whatever, guys. Like, you don't have to read that one if, you know. But, I mean, I got it. I liked the story. I thought that The Dog of 9 Days was a really interesting story. And I like what's going on with Jack Frost now, too. Things are getting very interesting. Now we're getting into the gritty stuff. The more red pill kind of stuff that you guys are wanting. I mean, there's some interesting occult stuff, obviously. There's very Aztec with the Dog of 9 Days. But now we're... Or the Day of 9 Dogs. I keep saying the Dog of 9 Days. But no, the Day of 9 Dogs. That's the one we're going to be... It's probably what we're going to title this one. But yeah, we will have more Invisibles. Don't worry. More is coming soon. We've got more to cover. And I will give you as much as I can. Well, I'll give you all of it in some respect. They might just not be collected. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I am out of here. I'll see you next time on Grimm's Comics Corner with the Invisibles.